Geologists tell us this place began as a volcano, but you certainly wouldn't know it by climbing its rock spires today. We head to one of the oldest national monuments in the country on this edition of The American Countryside. Each day we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on The American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun, take chances. But I also take safety very seriously because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming and ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Carl Brenner shares the story from Pinnacles National Monument, a place with some of the most unique geology in the nation.
What we're seeing around us rising up out of the chaparral-covered Gavilan Mountains are rock spires and cliffs that are the remnants of an ancient volcano. It grew right across the San Andreas.
Today, erosion and the movement of the land along the fault has reduced the ancient volcano to spires of rock that reach heights of over 3,000 feet. It is still an area of seismic activity today.
As long as we have lots of little earthquakes, we won't have the big ones. It's interesting, you'll hear more of the earthquake than feel them out here. It sounds like a jet breaking the sound barrier. The windows may rattle a little bit, you might feel a little bit of vibration. The best way to know that we've had an earthquake is through the seismograph.
Even back in the 19th century, people in the area realized the beauty of this place.
All the way back in the late 1880s, there was a gentleman by the name of Schuyler Hayne, which realized the significance of this area and began to bring groups out here and share this phenomenon of what was called the Old Pinnacles.
In 1908, it was designated the 13th National Monument in the U.S. and draws thousands of visitors each year.
The vast majority of people that visit the park are here to enjoy hiking up in through the rock formations or through the Talus Caves. In the Midwest, you think of caves that are limestone tubes with rivers running through them. Here, we also have streams and things carving out the caverns and caves. However, it is through rock fall from erosion processes into narrow canyons creating these caves.
Another draw is the California condor, a bird that is making a comeback from near extinction and can be found here in the park. Traveling the countryside near Hollister, California, I'm Andrew McCrae.